first three characters. Now, the last three characters we know do not have a vowel and also no L or
Y.
I know,
you're misreading that. Oh, wait, no, you're misreading that. Oh, no, that's the number one is not L.
Oh, that's
number
right.
Number one is not Y. And then where does it say? Oh, that's right. It's not
no
a vowel.
Vowels.
No vowels, yes.
So all we know about the last three letters for sure is that there's no vowels. We're not going to do it.
No. Hey, you know what I'm going to do with the $360?
We need a Hail Mary. We need some Hail Marys.
Oh, I think I might buy. There's a great novel called Hail Mary.
Hi, you're on the air.
You know what I think
you
I
have
might
a question?
Do? I might buy 20 copies of it.
Do you have a question?
Is the fourth character between A and M inclusive?
The fourth character. You're talking about the fourth character. Is it between A and M inclusive?
You know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, I guess I do. The answer is no. The fourth character is not between A and M.
Okay, thank you, caller. We know that the fourth character is not between A and M.
That's how you do it. That's
Do you
exactly
have a question?
You
do you
it.
Have a question about the fourth character? You're on the
Yeah,
air.
I have a comment and a question. The comment is, I think all standard license plates in New Jersey is two pairs of three characters, and one is three letters, and the other one is a letter and two numbers. Just heads up.
Well, we know that it's a letter and two numbers and then three letters.
Yeah, or those pairs can be reversed, I think.
Well, we're going after the fourth place, which we know is not between A and M. Oh, you know what a great question would be?
What would be a good question?
Is the fourth character, is it between N and Q inclusive?
Is the fourth character between N and Q inclusive?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, caller. Hi, are you calling with a question about the fourth position?
I'm calling about it with a question whether the fourth character is between N and Q inclusive.
No.
The answer is no.
We already asked that.
The answer is no. Because of the delay, you're getting bitten.
We know that the fourth letter, which is a letter, the fourth letter.
Yeah.
I can't talk anymore.
No, wait, you're a smart guy, Kat. Answer this. Why am I loving this? Why is this my favorite show of the year?
We need to know whether the fourth character is between R and Z. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. You've forgotten that the fifth letter is not between T and Z.
Who cares about the fifth letter? Okay, fine. Do you have a question about the fourth letter, which is between R and Z?
Is it between R and Z?
No! We know it's between R and Z!
Oh, I'm sorry. I misheard that last caller. Okay. So is it between... let's say T and Z.
Is it between T and Z?
You're talking about the fourth letter?
Yeah.
Yes. The answer is yes.
It's okay. T and Z. Yes.
And the fifth one is not between
Thank you.
T
no, you only get one question. This is great. The wisdom of the crowd. Has it ever been more evident?
Okay, the fourth letter is between T and Z. Do you have a question?
Is the fourth letter between S and
No, we
E?
Know S is out. S is out. It's between
S
T and
out.
Z.
T and Z.
Are you asking that again?
No, we know it's
of
between
course.
T and Z. We know it's between T and Z, and we know there's no vowels.
And it's, let's see, is it W?
Are you asking if the fourth letter?
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's the fourth. No, not the fourth letter. The fourth.
Fourth character.
Fourth character is a W.
Fourth character.
The answer is yes.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good guess. All right. We're down to the last two letters. And we have 3 minutes to go. 2.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, good luck, son. It's like you're three touchdowns behind.
201-209-9368 is
and
the phone number.
2 minutes on the clock.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question about character number five?
When you write the letter as a capital letter, does it have any curvy lines on it?
Are you asking when I write it? When I, Andy Brackman, write it?
Screw that question. Phone number is 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368.
Don't you want some mathematicians or engineers to call?
We're trying to get the last two letters.
Yeah.
Do you have a question about character five or six? You're on the air.
About character five.
Okay, go ahead.
Already. Is it between A and J inclusive?
The answer is yes.
All right. Good one.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question about character 5, which we happen to know is between A and J inclusive?
What do you want me to say?
Okay.
Finally, somebody that's offering the real help.
Is it between A and H inclusive?
A and H inclusive.
You're asking about the fifth digit. A and H, yes.
All right, good one.
Thank you.
What do you want me to say? Isn't that music to your ears?
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question about character 5?
Oh, I got to ask.
Is it between A and D inclusive? Character 5.
Is it between A and D inclusive?
The answer is no.
Okay. Okay, so F, G, or H. So we know that character 5 is either F, G, or H. Hi, you're on the air. Are you calling about character 5?
Tell me what you want me to say.
Is character 5 G or H?
Is character 5 G or H, Andy?
Either G or H is what he's saying.
The answer is no.
It's an F! Okay! All right, we have 30 seconds.
It's a Hail Mary pass. It's a big alphabet.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's a big, wonderful alphabet.
You're on the air. Character 6. Hi, character 6. What's your question about character 6? Like, is it between A and M?
Is it between A and F?
Inclusive, A and F.
You're talking about the last character.
Yes.
A, is it A or no? It is not between A and F.
Okay, it's between G and Z.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the air.
What do you want me to say?
Is it between G and K, number 6?
Is it between G and K?
It is not.
All right, well, it's now time. This is WFMU East Orange.
You get one guess.
You get one. WMFU Mount Hope.
It's kind of, you narrowed it down to, it's kind of like you have 1 in 12 now, 1 in 12 shot.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I'm ready with your guess. I'm going to move this check back to.
Can't be O.
Back over to me.
P, Q, R, S, T, can't be U, V, W, X, Y, Z. We haven't determined anything about. All right, we know that Andy's license plate is N50WF, and Andy is the last digit, and S, as in Sam.
Oh, I got to say, I'm very impressed. Here's my license.
Okay.
It is N50, as you guessed, as you and your minions.
We're a
minions.
Minute late. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
WFY. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Here's my check.
So
I'm sorry. Oh, this feels great. Honey, we just made $360 if you're listening, Bethy. Love you, honey.
If anybody wants to help make up the loss of the $360.
That was sweet.
Make a check to the heckraiser at WFMU.org. And why not call up the Highway Patrol, the New Jersey Highway Patrol, and say, Officer, I'm looking for a car with this, with the license plate of N50WY, there's somebody in there, WFY, there's somebody in there driving while Breckman.
Call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm on a lifetime lucky streak. lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, chillin. Are you all ready for this? Sit back, relax, keep your ears open, and listen close.
Hi, everybody. This is Don Fleming. You're listening to 21 Lounge on WFMU. Tonight, we've got a special for the Hellraiser, and I'm joined by Becky. Hi, Becky.
Howdy. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for coming to the lounge.
I'm so honored to be here. I'm feeling relaxed already.
Good. All right. So, yeah, we're going to play you tonight just an assortment of some private press lounge stuff that's got a little country twist to it, and I know Becky's got all kinds of really interesting stuff coming up as well. We just heard, started as usual, with the Don Hayes doing the Mr. Lucky theme, and that was followed by the band called The Casuals, who were an Art Records band, and that was out on Art Records, same as the Don Hayes record, and they were, you know, that was Poke Saddle and Annie was the Tony Joe White song from 1969. These guys played all kinds of different stuff, but they threw in a little bit of country with it. They started out as a duo of Butch Watts and Michael LaHare, the guitar player and the vocalist, and then they added Danny Taylor on drums and became the Casuals. What'd you think of that version?
I love that song. And loved that version, and I'm fascinated with that group.
They went on to do, they had a second album, not on Art Records, but really good record. Ghost Riders is a good song on there, and they added a bass player for that one, so they became a four-piece for the second album. But yeah, good band. Behind us, we're listening to guy named Texas Jim Lewis, and we're going to get to a little bit of his music a little bit later on because it's his birthday today, so wanted to throw in a little birthday thing. But next up, we're going to play the first tune you've brought us tonight. So
indeed,
tell us about it.
Sure. This record is close to my heart. I found it in a record store in New Jersey, actually, and everyone that was there digging for records with me was very jealous that I pulled this one out. And it's a live recording from Palumbo's in Philadelphia. I'm not familiar with Palumbo's. From August 26, 1978, which I think makes it about a year almost exactly from when Elvis left the building. And I think Mr. Jim E. Curtin did specialize in Elvis impersonation. He is described as a youngster from Darby, Pennsylvania. And, you know, he is at least young at heart.
He's got the mutton chops. I mean, he definitely has the Elvis look.
Yes, indeed. A live recording, and I hope everyone enjoys it.
And what's the song we're hearing?
We're going to hear It's Now or Never.
All right, let's check it out. We'll be back in a little bit.
Anyway, this song here was recorded back in 1927. It's an Italian tune. And I'm going to do the American version for you. It's called Un Solo Mio. And I'm going to do it soon or never. My heart was captured. soul was so great. It's been my lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're here, the time is here for at last. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry and won't you if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, and your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll be taken all this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love will wait. It's now or never. My love will wait. And it's now or never. My love.
Welcome back to the party. Those were amazing. So tell us what we just heard there.
Yes. So the last thing we just heard was the Rainvilles. I actually have with me quite a few records from Canada, especially Quebec has a very strong country scene, or did in the 60s, I guess. And that's, so the Rainvilles are from Sudbury, I believe. And I do love, and that was their cover of Bad Moon Rising, of course. I do love the way that they're described in the liner notes, which is performing quietly but enthusiastically. Dot and Morris Rainville capture and hold audiences in whatever club they appear.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just describe what they look like on that front cover.
Yeah, so they're really stylish. They have great, luscious 1960s hair, but they are both wearing matching kind of lavender colored outfits. So she's got a beautiful lavender terry cloth dress, and he's got a full suit in shades of purple. And they're looking at each other lovingly.
Yep, another good duo. I've got some duos coming up in the next set,
nice.
As a matter of fact.
Nice.
I was going to sort of set this up. There was a guy I played a few shows ago, Johnny Ray Gomez, with his review. And he's a Cordovox player, and he does an amazing version of Inagata De Vida. And I played that. But tonight I was going to play, he's got a version of Rose Garden that I wanted to play to get a little country in there. But recently I picked up a record by a couple named Terry and Linda Edwards. And I'll post this cover because it's stunning. You saw this.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
And inside the record, there was a sort of Xeroxed piece of paper that was about a show they were playing, and they were part of the Johnny Ray Gomez review. So that blew my mind to realize the connection here between them, and that Johnny Ray Gomez was kind of a big deal and seemingly, you know, putting on this whole big review with all these people. So I started looking into Johnny Ray and found out he's from Omaha, Nebraska. He started taking music lessons at the age of 9 from the local polka and accordion legend Johnny Swadoba. Now, I looked it up and I couldn't find any records by Johnny Swadoba, but he was a big deal, and he actually had 13 children.
Wow.
And they all played accordion. And they had an accordion family band. So he was apparently the big guy in Omaha. And that's where he learned, that's where Johnny Ray Gomez learned from. So then he, in high school, he had a band called the Unex. And they put out 3 singles in 1963. When he was 21, he hosted a local show called Channel 7 Dance Stand. That was an American Bandstand kind of show, but got a lot of big bands on it. He interviewed the Rolling Stones, among other people.
Wow.
And then he moved, he got an 8-piece group called the Johnny Ray Gomez Review and started playing casinos in Nevada. He put out this one album, Night on the Town. That's really the only document of all of this work. And he eventually moved back to Omaha. Now, here's what's crazy. As I was looking him up, I found his website. He's still actively playing. Not only that, he's playing tonight. He's on stage right now in Omaha. He plays weekly at a place called Boogie's West Bar and Grill. He's doing his Pink Cadillac Classic show tonight, where he does, like, you know, Nostalgia Night. So, and he's playing almost every day. Yesterday, he had 2 gigs. At 10:30 a.m., he was at Arbor's Assisted in Lincoln, and then at the Kinship Point Assisted Facility in Stewart at 2 p.m.
That's so amazing.
This guy can't stop. He's got it in him.
If you are listening right now on the web, I suppose, in Omaha, we do forgive you if you stop listening to this show to run over and catch the gig.
I've got to get in touch with him, because I just realized from doing this just research that he's around. And he actually has a radio show as well in Omaha on Sunday night. So I'll get in touch with Johnny Ray and see what we can cook up. So anyway, going to play a little set here that includes Johnny Ray and then also Terry and Linda Edwards, this couple that were part of his review. and starting off with Johnny Ray and unknown people playing with him. There's a woman singing Rose Garden who's not identified here. I feel like she might be one of the women listed on this program, which I'll post as one of the songs on the playlist. So yeah, here's Johnny Ray Gomez with Rose Garden.
I want to be a singer.
And now that I'm grown up, I still want to be a singer.
Hi, I'm Lydia McCoy, and when I grow up, I want to be a singer.
And now I'm grown up, and I'm Lydia Edwards, and I still want to be a singer.
Well, Lydia.
Well, Terry, this is our first album.
You bet. We just hope that you'll have as much fun listening to it as it was for us recording it.
So just sit back and enjoy.
As they'd say, let's
go
for
it.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama put her on me in the cradle, in the soul, cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from a Texarkana, in the soul, cotton fields back home. When those cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton, in the soul, cotton fields back home.
Let's take a musical trip to Las Vegas and pretend all these stars were performing there at the same time. Starting off at the Frontier Hotel, in person, Marty Robbins.
I told Mary about me, told her about a great sin. Very kind and forgave me, Mary took me back again. Said if I needed my freedom, I could be free evermore. I don't wanna be, I don't wanna see Mary cry anymore. Oh, never woman, don't let go. Never woman, let me be. Leave me alone, I wanna go home.
And at the Riviera, Jim Nabors.
Love me with all of your heart, that's all I want, love. Love me with all of your heart, or not at all. Just give me your love for a moment, for an hour. Love me always as I've loved you from the start.
Back to star, but the only law was hook and draw the rebel. Johnny Yuma was a rebel, and he rode through the west. Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone. He searched a land, this restless lad, his pampered quick and leather tough, and figured he had been pushed it up the rebel. Johnny Yuma.
Welcome back to 21 Lounge with Don and Becky, because we're co-hosting tonight.
That was a journey we just went on.
Yeah. Terry had some interesting ideas for impersonations there. We just heard Terry and Linda Edwards from their album Just You and I on Renee Records. And Terry had this whole impersonations medley set, included Marty Robbins doing Devil Woman, Jim Nabors, Love Me With All Your Heart, Johnny Cash doing Johnny Yuma, and Jerry Lewis, Rockabye Your Baby. Yeah, I don't know what the idea was there. And then it started with their little intro where they talk about making their first record, and it kicks into Cotton Fields. So yeah, that was a special one. They have a special note here. They say, we would like to say thanks to all the members of the group for the hard work and long hours spent to record this album. Thanks to Bud and Ernie from Renee Sound Studios, and a special thanks to Anthony Funcharo and the staff and patrons of Anthony's Restaurant for their loyal support. So I guess that's where they probably played the most, is Anthony's. And yeah, if you look, if you saw the cover art on the Accu playlist, it's pretty impressive.
It's gorgeous.
And yeah, before that was Johnny Ray Gomez and the Review doing Rose Garden. And so yeah, they were all part of this package that we placed together around, in and around Omaha and around Nebraska. And Johnny Ray's still at it, apparently. So maybe you can tell me what's up with Terry and Linda when I get them on the phone. So you've got a couple more songs queued up for us here. Becky, what's next?
Yeah, so another Canadian record. We're going to hear from the Rhythm Masters. This album is called Jet Set Country, and I am pretty sure, though it does not say it explicitly, I think this was sponsored by Air Canada.
It looks like it on the cover.
Yeah, they are posing on the stairs leading up to an Air Canada jet. And the liner notes are all about how sad it was that Jimmy Rogers used to have to drive a car and they can take a plane. You know, how Hank Williams died in a car and all of that. It's really a journey. They do mention some of the places that they played, that this group played. They played at the Edison Hotel in Toronto, the Belvedere Club in London, nice. Canada, I assume, and night spots in Hamilton, Stratford, and Wingham.
Wow. I love when they list on the album, like, the places they play.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yep. And I think in Toronto, there are still some of the old country bars. Some of them are still kicking.
Mm.
I visited a few when I was there. So we're going to hear their version of See the Big Man Cry, which was, I believe, originally done by Ed Bruce. I've played a few versions of this song on my show. It is known as a popcorn record, so there's that aspect of it. And it is one of the very few songs on this LP that is not misspelled in some way. Fugitive, for example, is spelled fugutive.
Wow.
Like something to do with the seafood that can kill you. But See the Big Man Cry is properly spelled, so we'll hear that one.
All right, let's give it a listen.
The other day I walked out in the street. I happened to see a pretty young woman, a little bitty boy, and he looked back at me. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break. I followed them to a pet shop window. The little boy stopped to see. He looked up at her, said, if I had a daddy, he'd buy that puppy for me. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break. I wanted to tell him that I was his dad, and he sure had a pretty mom. But the judge had said I could never see them for the things I'd said and done. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break. Son, as as you grow older, you'll find someone who's dear. Just stay with her, stick by her, and you won't ever hear. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break.
He's the kind of guy likes to see your dreams come true. Tell him what you want, and you know he'll get it for you. He's a mystery man. He's a miracle man. He's a mystery man. Don't know the reason why he wants to help me learn. Giving me so much, doesn't want a thing in return. He's a mystery man. He'll do what he can. He's a mystery man. Says there's nothing to it but to get it done. He makes it seem so easy, makes it seem like fun. He's a mystery man. He's a miracle man. He's a mystery man.
Mystery man.
I've met him before, 'cause since he came into my life, it means so much more. He's a mystery man. He's a miracle man. He's a mystery man. He's a quiet kind of guy. He never says too much. Never has anyone, and he gives so much. He's a giver, not a taker, that is clear to see. And I really want to make it, make him proud of me. He's a mystery man. He's a miracle man. He's a mystery man. He's a mystery man.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge, where we're listening to a song about the mystery man.
So indeed.
Tell us, Becky, who was that?
That was Jenny Ford. I believe she only put out this album, which is called Maybe Someday, and 145. I cannot find any information about her at all. It looks like she probably was like the house act at some bar, restaurant, or something like that. But that's about all I can find out, except that she did write all of the songs on the album herself. So she wrote she wrote Mystery Man. But
very
yeah.
Cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. She's got a cool vibe.
And then What was it before that? What do we start with?
And then we heard, yeah, the before that was the Rhythm Masters.
Oh, yeah.
And that version of See the Big Man Cry.
Yeah, that was very cool as well. So, I guess it's that time of the show where I better mention the Hellraiser. And it's mostly a silent thing. We don't talk about it all the time. But this whole month, we're trying to raise money for the station. There's a big deficit this year because a $200,000 a year fund that used to come in isn't ever going to come in again, or at least not for a while. So we need people to step up a little bit. And everyone's so amazing anyway. It's such an amazing community of people. And as you know, we're all volunteers here and come in and we do our chores and play some records on the air.
Indeed.
And I like it that way. It's very cool.
Yes, please allow us to continue to do things like this. It's so much fun. And, you know, there's so many expenses just keeping an operation like this going. I think, you know, listeners to both our shows got to hear the saga of the flooded basement live
yeah.
on the air.
Yeah, so. That was happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things happen here. It's a bit of a shoestring. But everyone, I mean, there's a small staff, and they work so hard, you would not believe it. It's kind of insane. And, yeah, so, you know, if you can, help out a little. There's a widget at the top of the page. You can click there. You can get some nice T-shirts and other stuff. And you know, join us. Keep lounge music on the air, people. Okay, so actually, next up, I'm going to play... I wanted to celebrate the birthday of Texas Jim Lewis, and that's who we've been hearing behind us as we've been talking tonight. He was a swing musician, but did a lot of other things as well. He was born in 1909, October 15th, 1909. He played live country music on the radio in the 20s. He had a swing string band in the 30s. He recorded for a bunch of major labels in the 40s, had some hits. Then he became like one of the cowboy movie stars, not quite as big as Gene Autry or Roy Rogers, but he was in over 40 films. And he was also apparently the first country music radio DJ in Los Angeles. He eventually moved to Seattle in the 50s and 60s. He had a TV show, Sheriff Texas Safety Junction, which was remembered by people fondly up there. What I want to play is, he built an instrument, which he called a hootenanny, which is like hooting like a car horn. And he played this thing in a few of the movies, and there's a clip of it that I'm going to play the audio from, but I'm actually going to put the link in there if you want to watch this thing. It's basically like, it looks like he's riding a bicycle or something, and it's got washboards, car horns, hand crank sirens, clackers, a blank firing gun. It's really something else. So just wanted to celebrate him. It's this one short bit of him playing the hootenanny, and then there's a couple of songs from his band. And then we'll be back. But happy birthday to Texas Jim.
Thank you. ride it well.
Well, I did well.
A butcher's boy.
A butcher's boy.
I love swell.
I love swell.
He courted me.
He courted me.
My life away.
My life away.
And then with me.
And then with me.
He would not stay.
He would not stay.
Town, and there my true love sits him down and takes a strange gal on his knee and tells her things that he won't tell me.
To me, I'll tell you why, because she has more gold than I, but gold will melt and silver fly, to constant love we'll never die.
Ten more miles to the place. Ten more.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge with Don and Becky tonight. And just celebrating the birthday of Texas Jim Lewis and his fabulous band there. We heard them do, he started out with the Hootenanny song with his machine, followed by the Butcher Boy, which was, it's an old British folk ballad, so I thought that was kind of remarkable how they actually sing it in the female voice. Don't hear that all the time. And then after that was their song 10 More Miles. And both of those were on exclusive records of 78s from 1948.
I really want to go and find some of the 40 films that he was in and see if I could watch any of them.
Yeah, the clip I found on YouTube doesn't actually even identify which film it's from of him playing the contraption, so not even sure which one that is. All right, I think we're going to have time to get like one more song in, and then it's going to be your show.
Indeed.
I'm hang around for that.
Just going to walk to the other side of this big desk.
Yeah. Take over the console here.
Indeed. We'll have the first of a two-parter, which is yet another Canadian band. I didn't actually do this deliberately, but a French-Canadian band called Le Cavalier de l'Est. Mm. I can't speak French, but the Cavaliers of the East, as far as I can tell. Mm-hmm. And this is from an album of Buck Owens covers that they did. So the name of the album is actually Chanson Westerns en Français, a la Buck Owens.
Cool. All right, let's hear it, and then we'll be right back.
Pense à moi si tu m'aimes, pense à moi tous les jours, pense à moi quand tu seras loin, et je penserai à toi. Tu as dit je te quitte, je reviendrai bientôt, chaque jour j'espère ton retour, et j'attends de jour en jour. Pense à moi si tu m'aimes, pense à moi tous les jours, pense à moi quand tu seras loin, et je penserai à toi. Le facteur à ma porte ne dépose jamais rien, le téléphone n'a jamais sonné depuis que tu m'as quitté. J'attends que tu me reviennes et j'attendrai toujours. Mon attente sera récompensée le jour de ton retour. Pense à moi si tu m'aimes, pense à moi tous les jours, pense à moi quand tu seras loin, et je penserai à toi, je penserai à toi, oui je penserai à toi.
All right, so you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And stay tuned for Becky, who will be right up.
Thank you.
as a pearl. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. From the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
La vie à deux n'est pas parfait pour nous. La vie à deux pourrait nous rendre fous. On serait mieux de tout laisser tomber. La vie à deux n'est pas pour nous. Maintenant tout est fini entre nous deux. C'est pas pour nous, la vie à deux.
La vie à deux n'était pas faite pour nous. La vie à deux pourrait nous rendre fous. On serait mieux de tout laisser tomber. La vie à deux n'est pas pour nous.
Folks, and welcome to the program. You are listening to Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on WFMU. My name's Becky, but it's not just me here tonight. I've got a special guest. Don Fleming is here with me.
Hi, Becky.
I convinced him to stick around after his show.
Why not? Yeah, I've got some more records to play.
Yes, yes, you do. You do. And so, yeah, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about the Hellraiser in a bit, but this is a month where we do special shows, and what we cooked up is to, you know, blend together the types of music that we play, which ends up being kind of a weird version of the same thing.
Well, very similar, yes. I would say. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, they fit together very well.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So this is part two, and I just wanted to say, first of all, because I mentioned it to you before, the record we're listening to in the background right now is by Jaime Llano, who's a Colombian organ player. And this is a record, this is the first record that my family bought after they moved to, well, to Colombia from Spain.
Wow.
After escaping fascism. And it made it through at least 10 moves to about 4 different countries.
This very copy.
This very copy. Wow. and lives with me. So, so this is a special one. And then before that, we heard Eddie Egeti, Le Cavalier de l'Est. I cannot speak French, as I said before. And that was a 1970s version of I Walk the Line, but called La Vie à Deux. And but now Don's going to play some records for us. Don, what do we have in store?
All right, so coming up next, I've got this another couple, Johnny Bernard and Julie Jones, from their album Love. This was recorded at in Oklahoma City at the Associated Recording Studios, and it came out on the Artco Records label, the local label there, in 1975. And I wanted, you know, even though it was, I was trying to do as many medleys as I could get in this month. So this starts with a medley, and it's the medley of Sons of the Pioneer songs. So, and otherwise the set is just like some various players. In fact, I think I have 2 songs from them, but let's start out with the Sons of the Pioneer medley.
Sounds great.
Riding out through the dark and windy days.